I'm Katie Weaver.
And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russians crowded outside polling stations at noon on the last day of a presidential election, apparently heeding an opposition call to protest against President Vladimir Putin in a vote that offered them no real alternatives after he ruthlessly cracked down on dissent. Shortly after the last polls closed in Russia on Sunday, early returns pointed to the conclusion everyone expected, that Putin would extend his nearly quarter-century rule. According to Russia's Central Election Commission, he had some 87% of the vote, with about 80% of precincts counted. Putin only faced competition from three token rivals, and any public criticism of him or his war in Ukraine was stifled. VOA's Arash Arbasadi has more on protests across Russia.
At polling stations across the country, civil disobedience overlapped with civic duty. Vandals, tainted ballots, pouring ink in ballot boxes attempting to render votes illegible. With arson burning another polling station in the Sverdlovsk region. While in St. Petersburg, a woman hurled a Molotov cocktail at a polling station before authorities captured her as she tried to escape. The 2024 Russian presidential election marks the second in which residents of Ukraine's illegally annexed territory of Crimea cast their ballots. Ukrainian officials call it a sham. Arash Arbasadi, VOA News.
Thousands of people lined the streets of Dublin on Saturday. It was the annual St. Patrick's Day parade. According to organizers, it was the largest ever St. Patrick's Day parade, with 500,000 spectators thronging the parade route to watch 4,200 street performers, pageant companies, and marching bands hailing from Ireland and across the world. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Sunday hit back at a speech made last week by U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. Netanyahu said Schumer's comments calling for new elections in Israel were, quote, totally inappropriate. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Netanyahu is facing pressure from inside Israel as well.
Action now to change the prime minister and the whole ministers.
Thousands of Israelis in Tel Aviv called for an election now during a protest against the government on Saturday night. Israel's allies have piled pressure on Netanyahu not to attack Rafah, where more than a million displaced people from other parts of the devastated enclave have sought shelter.
We cannot stand by and watch Palestinians risk starvation. That's not us.
German Chancellor Olaf Scholz met with Netanyahu in Jerusalem on Sunday and said he supported Israel's right to defend itself, but that along with the military objectives, there were humanitarian needs as well.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. The European Union has announced 7.4 billion euro or an $8 billion aid package for cash-strapped Egypt as concerns mount economic pressure and conflicts in neighboring countries could drive more migrants to European shores. Egyptian officials say the deal was signed during a visit Sunday by European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. Leaders of Belgium, Italy, Australia, Cyprus, and Greece were also present. Brazil's former president, Jair Bolsonaro, said on Saturday he does not fear being put on trial one day after a police investigation revealed the far-right politician tried to co-opt the country's military chiefs in a coup plan to overturn the 2022 election defeat. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
Bolsonaro has denied planning a coup after his election defeat, which he never conceded. He left for Florida to avoid handing the presidential sash to Lula. And days later, Bolsonaro supporters stormed government buildings in an attempt to provoke a coup. Last year, Bolsonaro was banned from running for elected office for 8 years for abusing his power as president and repeatedly criticizing the country's electoral system. He could face possible arrest and a trial by the Supreme Court.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. The U.S. scrambled on Sunday to assess the future of its counterterrorism operations in the Sahel region of Africa after the ruling junta in Niger announced it was ending military cooperation with Washington. The U.S. military has hundreds of troops stationed at a major airbase in the country that is used to deploy flights over the vast Sahel region where groups linked to Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State group operate. I'm Joe Ramsey.